理课堂听 class.com。
Leonardo DiCaprio.
莱昂纳多·迪卡普里奥。
Overhyped.
过分炒作的。
Come apropos.
随之而来。
Tabloid.
小报。
Indulgence.
放纵。
Perhaps overrun or overhyped by fame from what became known as Leomania, the world over, from the shores of Thailand all the way to Afghanistan, where the Taliban government...there banned DiCaprio-style haircuts among the youth, and Australia, where in Tullamarine, Victoria, a restaurant called DiCaprio's was established in 1998. What came apropos with fame were tales in the tabloids of excess and indulgence.
所谓的莱昂热在全球蔓延，从泰国海岸到阿富汗，再到澳大利亚。在阿富汗，塔利班政府禁止年轻人梳迪卡普里奥式发型，而在1998年，澳大利亚的维多利亚的图拉马里尼新建了一家名为迪卡普里奥的餐馆。不过也许是盛名之下，其实难辅，随之而来的是一大堆来自各种八卦小报上有关他穷奢极欲、纵情声色的传闻报道。
逐句对照。
Perhaps overrun or overhyped by fame from what became known as Leomania, the world over.
所谓的莱昂热在全球蔓延。不过也许是盛名之下，其实难辅。
From the shores of Thailand all the way to Afghanistan.
从泰国海岸到阿富汗。
Where the Taliban government there banned DiCaprio-style haircuts among the youth.
在阿富汗，塔利班政府禁止年轻人梳迪卡普里奥式发型。
And Australia, where in Tullamarine, Victoria, a restaurant called DiCaprio's was established in 1998.
再到澳大利亚，而在1998年，澳大利亚的维多利亚的图拉马里尼新建了一家名为迪卡普里奥的餐馆。
What came apropos with fame were tales in the tabloids of excess and indulgence.
不过，随之而来的是一大堆来自各种八卦小报上有关他穷奢极欲、纵情声色的传闻报道。
多学一点。
Overhype, 过分炒作，这个词是由 over 加上 hype 组成的。Over 表示超过， hype, H-Y-P-E, 是过分宣传，也可以直接理解为炒作。比如
Don't invest in a technology just because it's being hyped, and don't ignore technologyJust because it's not living up to early expectations.
不要向那些被炒得火热的技术上投钱，同时不要忽略那些没有达到早期期望值的技术。Come apropos, 这是相对固定的表达，一般理解为来的正是时候。比如
Your letter came apropos.
你的信来的正是时候。不过在节目当中描述的是负面报道，紧随名声而来，所以理解为随之而来。Indulgence, I-N-D-U-L-G-N-C-E, 名词放纵，它的动词形式是 indulge。 看个例子，
He indulged his children too much.
他太纵容他的孩子们了。
词汇扫描
Suffix
后缀
Revere
尊敬
Royalty
皇室
Fame Superhighway
成名之路
Trapping
陷阱
In the Japanese media, he was referred to as Leo Sama, with the Sama suffix in its context given to mean either someone who has done great things and is revered and respected,or is a member of royalty. Time magazine summed up the famed superhighway and its trappings in an interview with the actor in 2000, reporting, DiCaprio still thinks of himself as an edgy indie actor, not the Tiger Beat cover boy. I have no connection with me during that whole Titanic phenomenon and what my face became around the world, DiCaprio commented, adding,I'll never reach that state of popularity again, and I don't expect to. It's not something I'm going to try to achieve either.
日本媒体称他为莱昂样，这个放在 Leo 后面的 Sama Young 在此指的是做过重大贡献而受人尊重和尊敬的人，或者是皇室成员。时代周刊在2000年的一次对莱昂纳多的采访当中总结了成名之路以及期间会遇到的陷阱。时代周刊说，迪卡普里奥仍然把自己看作是一个特立独行的急性子演员，而不是 Tiger Beat 的封面人物。而迪卡普里奥则补充到，当泰坦尼克红遍全球的时候，我自己一点感觉都没有，也不明白自己为什么会名扬世界，我以后再也不会那么火了，我对此也不期待，这不是我想要努力去获取的。
逐句对照。
In the Japanese media, he was referred to as Leo Sama.
日本媒体称他为莱昂样。
With the Sama suffix in its context,given to mean either someone who has done great things and is revered and respected, or is a member of royalty.
这个放在 Leo 后面的 Sama Young 在此指的是做过重大贡献而受人尊重和尊敬的人，或者是皇室成员。
Time magazine summed up the famed superhighway and its trappings in an interview with the actor in 2000.
时代周刊在2000年的一次对莱昂纳多的采访当中总结了成名之路以及期间会遇到的陷阱。
Reporting, DiCaprio still thinks of himself as an edgy indie actor, not the Tiger Beat cover boy.
时代周刊说，迪卡普里奥仍然把自己看作是一个特立独行的急性子演员，而不是 Tiger Beat 的封面人物。
I have no connection with me during that whole Titanic phenomenon.
而迪卡普里奥则补充到，当泰坦尼克红遍全球的时候，我自己一点感觉都没有。
And what my face became around the world, DiCaprio commented.
也不明白自己为什么会名扬世界。
I'll never reach that state of popularity again, and I don't expect to.
我以后再也不会那么火了，我对此也不期待。
It's not something I'm going to try to achieve either.
这不是我想要努力去获取的。
多学一点。
Suffix, S-U-F-F-I-X, 后缀或者词尾。与 postfix, suffix 同义，我们在学习英语单词时要注意利用单词前缀和后缀来帮助记忆。比如说 able, A-B-L-E, 作为后缀表示可能的、能的。比如 readable 是可读的。 sensible 是可察觉的，单词前缀是 prefix。其实在 prefix 这个单词当中 pre,P-R-E 就是一个前缀，表示之前提前，比如 prediction 是预测， preface 是指一本书的前言部分，都带有前的意思。 revere,R-E-V-E-R-E 尊敬崇敬，这个词描述的不是一般的尊敬，所以不能等同于 respect。Revere 指的是那种将对方奉若神灵，对方的一切都是完美的那种崇拜，这与节目当中描述莱昂纳多当年在日本的受欢迎程度相当的吻合。说白点， Revere 就是形容追星族对偶像的崇拜。 Trapping 名词，陷阱圈套，它的动词形式是 TRAP。 Trap指布置陷阱，比如
The police set up a trap to catch the thief.
警察设下了捉拿窃贼的圈套。 Edgy, E-D-G-Y, 形容词，原意是锋利的，在这里理解为急性子的。大家同时可能会想一个词组 cutting edge, 它的意思是最尖端最时尚的。注意词组当中 edge 是名词，不要跟 edgy 搞混。Indie,I-N-D-I-E, 这是一个俚语词，是 independent 的变化，意思基本与原词一致，表示独立的、自主的。比如说，独立电影一般译为 independent movie, 现在也可以说 indie movie, 意思一样，独立音乐则是 indie music。现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Perhaps overrun or overhyped by fame from what became known as Leahmania, the world over, from the shores of Thailand all the way to Afghanistan, where the Taliban government there banned DiCaprio-style haircuts among the youth, and Australia, where in Tullamarine, Victoria, a restaurant called DiCaprio's was established in 1998. What came apropos with fame were tales in the tabloids of excess and indulgence.In the Japanese media, he was referred to as Leo Sama, with the Sama suffix in its context given to mean either someone who has done great things and is revered and respected, or is a member of royalty. Time magazine summed up the fame superhighway and its trappings in an interview with the actor in 2000, reporting, DiCaprio still thinks of himself as an edgy indie actor.Not the Tiger Beat cover boy. I have no connection with me during that whole Titanic phenomenon and what my face became around the world, DiCaprio commented, adding, I'll never reach that state of popularity again, and I don't expect to. It's not something I'm going to try to achieve either. Bam, 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 bam. I wanna be so needed. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam.好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。